voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, with the help of KCJB at 910 in Minot, as well as AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Tioga. We are bringing you What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in North Dakota and the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along today. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here on Wednesdays with the Talk Radio Town Hall. He is tied up in a hearing, so we asked our guest from the last segment to stay put and answer some more questions that are coming in from the listeners. Wanted to get to all of these since we had a little extra time. A debate on the two cases heard before the Supreme Court yesterday revolving around religious freedom and religious exemptions and mandates in Obamacare. A guest today include Ian Millhiser with the Center for American Progress and Derek Morgan with the Heritage Foundation. And Joe and Minot been waiting to ask a question of our guest. Go ahead, Joe. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Vidral, back in Obamacare, what makes you feel so right this time with the Supreme Court compared to back in 90 when you thought they were so wrong? And the other thing is, I myself do not feel I should be paying for birth control, nor should my employer. Let's get back to the core. It don't even have to be religious rights. I mean, the individual that's supporting Hobby Lobby here, he's going to get bored because he knows he's so right. And this is going to only create bigger problems down the road. It's going to backfire on us. There's, again, going to be people anticipating more abortions and whatever when you hand them tools to begin with. We need to get back to the core. Work before you play.
All right. Hey, hold tight, Joe, and we'll let Ian answer that. In case you have any follow-ups, go ahead, Ian.
Sure. I mean, there are a few points in there. I mean, the question of whether the court was correct in 1990 isn't really the issue here. The issue here is that Congress thought that the court was incorrect in 1990, and so it passed this law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that law sets certain parameters for what people's religious liberties are. My point with respect to Hobby Lobby is that those parameters do not include Hobby Lobby's right not to provide, not to follow this birth control law. Those parameters say that in the business context, business owners cannot use those rights to overcome business regulations, and that's just what the law is right now. If you don't like the law, you can lobby Congress, you can vote for someone who might change the law, but this is what the law is. And in a democracy, it is a dangerous notion that we should get to, that courts should get to change the law on a whim. They're the one unelected branch of government. We should have the people who are actually elected and who can be swapped out if we don't like them be the ones who make the law. And this is just what Congress has said the law is.
Derek, before you respond, to piggyback on Joe's question, Tom sent an email specifically to Ian's point on the restoration to pre-1990. He says yes to what? The First Amendment? The Constitution? What the Founding Fathers had put in place? The Act clearly provides for a good balance. Protect my First Amendment right out of conscious and religious exercise of my sincerely held beliefs while allowing the government, when showing a compelling government interest, to take care of any outliers, i.e. your hypotheticals, by the least restrictive means. Derek, does Tom have it right there?
Did we lose Derek?
I don't know. Derek,
yes,
are you there?
Hello.
Okay, now we can hear you. Sorry.
Okay. Now, what the law does is it creates a balancing, and it says that when the government can't substantially burden the exercise of religion, that's one thing. It has to be a substantial burden. Unless it advances a compelling government interest, there's another barrier. Is it compelling or not? And then lastly, is it do it the least restrictive means that it can do so? And I was enjoying Ian talking about courts shouldn't decide these things and wondering where he was on some of the other cases over the years, be it Roe v. Wade or be it marriage and so forth. He doesn't seem to have a problem with the court taking those decisions into their hands. But when it comes to religious freedom, all of a sudden he decides, oh, it's got to be hands off. We've got to let the elected branch do it. And if you want to let the elected branch decide this question, which is not a bad instinct, you ought to look at the fact that Congress passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act with those specific measurements in mind, And here we have unelected bureaucrats at the Department of Health and Human Services that have decided that you have to cover all 20 of these devices and drugs, four of which the Hobby Lobby objects to. And so the idea that business regulations, you have no way to get out of them, is also shown to be false, because even the Solicitor General acknowledges that nonprofit corporations and those who are running sole proprietorships and partnerships can use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They're just saying for some reason, for-profit corporations cannot.
All right, Lance and Tioga, let's get you in. We have one on-air and one caller and one off-air caller, and we'll let these guests go here. Lance, go ahead. Your question or comment for our guests.
Yeah, I just had one quick question. Is if the Supreme Court sides against Hobby Lobby, how does this law going to affect church-owned businesses? I mean, a lot of churches own hospitals and different things like that. So how is that going to affect churches?
Yeah, and let me take you back on that one as well, because the ramifications specifically on other entities, which Lance is asking, and also just in general, does it do anything else to stop Obamacare, Derek?
Yeah, the so church-owned hospitals, that they're, for example, the Little Sisters of the Poor are also in litigation. It hasn't reached the Supreme Court yet, but may soon. And those groups of companies have a different status under the law. The administration has given them what they call an accommodation. And so they have allowed those kinds of companies, like Little Sisters of the Poor, to not pay for it directly, but instead to facilitate it by signing a letter and letting the employees know where they can get birth control. That's a separate case of whether, well, is that still an impingement on conscience? The Little Sisters of the Poor say it is, because they're being forced to sign a paper that makes it possible for these potentially life-threatening drugs to be used. And so that's a whole separate line of litigation under a different provision.
All right, last call. This one came in earlier during the break.
Yeah, this healthcare stuff and mandates and all that stuff is just a form of communism. So our companies are all going to go overseas where there's no mandates. So I guess that's why we got high unemployment, you know, and everything else. Thanks a lot, big government.
Interesting little kicker at the end there, a little ha-ha. All right, Ian, quickly, a response to that?
Well, sure. If you don't like this law, like I said, your recourse is to lobby Congress. You know, the question here is, what is the scope of the Constitution? And the Constitution allows Congress to regulate the healthcare market. The Constitution allows, within some parameters, Congress to do things that people of faith may not like. And the question in this case is whether those parameters apply here. And I'll say one other thing,
right,
just to respond to Derek. Oh, I'm sorry?
I was just going to
say one.
Derek, go ahead, quickly.
You know, Derek brought up the issue of marriage equality. The difference between this case and the marriage cases is that the Constitution has a provision that does apply here. It's the Equal Protection Clause, which says that no person can be denied the equal protection of the law, and gay people are people. So the question is, what does the Constitution say? What is the scope of those rights? And the job of the court is to apply those as the Constitution provides, rather than to second guess what the Constitution, and in this case, the drafters of the RFRA statute, did when they put those statutes in that Constitution in place.
And of course,
I would say that we have
the First Amendment right to freedom of religion, which is at issue in this case, and we also have a statute on the books. I think the caller's got a good point. There's lots of other bad job-killing aspects of Obamacare, including a lot of companies that don't want to have more than 50 full-time employees so that they're covered under this monstrosity. And that is contributing to higher unemployment and lower working hours.
All right. Ian Millhiser from the Center for American Progress, Derek Morgan from Heritage Foundation, thanks for joining us for your views on this today and sorting this out from the very contentious debate at the Supreme Court yesterday. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Been fun.
And Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for our weekly talk radio town hall, fresh from another hearing appearance. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Well, it's good to be with you in the hearing. The hearing I just walked out of, it was a dandy, I have to tell you. I've participated in a lot of them, but this was with the this is an oversight hearing of the Natural Resources Committee. The sole witness was the director of the National Fish and Wildlife, as we've all come to know very well, the fish and wildlife folks in North Dakota. And the issue was the Migratory Bird Act and the disparity of the in the way that Fish and Wildlife Service enforces migratory bird laws, namely that they tend to, on the one hand, ignore the killing and the taking of bald eagles by wind turbines, but prosecute oil companies if they find seven dead ducks. And so it was a rather heated exchange. And if anybody's interested, they can go to C-SPAN, of course, and watch the video of it. But the opening statements by the ranking Democrat was a dandy. That's all I can say is it was full of the type of rhetoric that comes from the angry left of these days as he was doing his
just job. Another day in Congress. Your calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer when we come back at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a hurricane-force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call, you can press 1 and leave a message right away if you like. Otherwise, you can press 2 and chat live with Congressman Cramer on the program. Here's a call that came in already during the break for Congressman Cramer.
Hello, my name is Earl Wilson. This is a question for Congressman Cramer. It's a two-point question here. First one is, how do we support and get and keep, like 40% of the oil in the state of North Dakota? That way our gas prices and everything else stays down below where it needs to be. I know we've got refineries going on and whatnot. Second one is, as being a business owner for 30 years, I lived up in Alaska for almost that. I've been here for 6 years. How can we start up a program like a permanent fund dividend program like Alaska's got that gives every single resident of the state of North Dakota a royalty of the oil? And would you support that? Thank you.
That's Merle.
Wow. Well, there's two issues that he brings up that are interesting and far more relevant to Alaska than to North Dakota because, of course, the vast majority of North Dakota's oil is under private land. It's not under federal or state land, so it's not owned by the state. It's owned by the citizens that own the mineral rights. With regard to the refinery, we already refine about twice as much petroleum product as we actually use in the state. And what would happen, I think, under his suggesting that we would keep 40% of the oil in North Dakota, first of all, that would be way more than we could ever use. And what you'd see is oil is priced in a marketplace. It's a global marketplace. It's a commodity. And so where you keep it is not what determines the price of it. And what's going to happen is if the price for producing it gets, you know, too high or the price that they can get for it becomes too low, then they just won't produce it. That's just the way markets work. So while it's sort of a nice sort of protectionist idea, it really is impractical in the marketplace. It doesn't work. And by the way, refineries generally only work in the market that the refined product is purchased for the most part. So that's why you're seeing the refineries, the small refineries being built in North Dakota are basically designed to refine petroleum into diesel fuel because there is a large diesel fuel market. Or you're seeing natural gas refineries coming up that would make natural gas use natural gas for fertilizer. There's a large fertilizer market in North Dakota. So refined product just does not do well far from the markets because, of course, there are hundreds of different refined products, certainly dozens at the least, that would have to all go in the same pipeline. And, you know, it's very complicated to move refined product to market. So anyway, and with just, you know, the idea that you would do some sort of a royalty payment to North Dakota citizens, my suggestion would be to eliminate state taxes, eliminate state income taxes, and that would be a wonderful start to royalty payment to the citizens of North Dakota because we have a very large surplus, as you know, as a result of oil and gas industry, and the best way to distribute that to the citizens would be to lower their taxes, and the legislature has over the years done that. You know, some would argue, and I'd be one of them, that the first thing they have to do is eliminate the income tax and then start working on other things.
Douglas in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hi. Well, I've got a complaint. I've got a problem with the federal government, and I contacted your office, Mr. Cramer, about it, and your assistants refused to help me, and they refused to say why they weren't going to help me. They just said, no, go away, and that was it.
Okay, so that's it? I mean, what's your specific issue?
Okay, well, the problem is I used to be a civil servant in the federal government, and I was fired because my supervisor didn't, you know, my supervisor's a liberal and did not like my political views, so she fired me, and that's illegal. And, well, you know, I sued to try to get my job back, but the federal courts say they don't have jurisdiction over civil service laws. They said I had to file a complaint with the civil service system.
How'd that
work? So I did. It didn't work well at all. I filed the complaint, and it was rejected. And the people in the Obama administration who run it now, they just said no, and they refused to give me a reason why they were rejecting my complaint.
So what was the violation you're accused of?
Okay, well, basically it's true. I said that I think that we should not militarily intervene in black countries to try to create democracy because on the average, blacks are less intelligent than whites due to their genes. And, you know, that might be an outside the mainstream view, but it's perfectly legal. There's no law against thinking that way and talking that way. And, the federal law says you can't fire a civil servant just because you don't like his political views. And nobody ever complained about me at work or any of the general public. My supervisor always gave me good, you know, reviews until they found out about my views.
Mm-hmm. So I want to be clear. So you communicated to people, I assume, beyond your family, these views that somehow blacks are inferior for various reasons or they have some special... servant in the Federal Service, and what specifically kind of service did you do? I mean, it wasn't law enforcement or anything, was it?
Well, I was with the Department of Homeland Security up at the Canadian border, and my job, I was an agriculture inspector, basically. I searched cars and confiscated oranges, mostly.
Well, you know, let me ponder that a little bit, Douglas. But I have to, you know, I have to admit, for everything that you've just described, I'd have to suggest that there might be more than a little bit of a problem, depending on how you expressed those views as a Homeland Security guard. But anyway, I'm not a lawyer, so we'll have to check into it. But I could certainly understand why you might have hit a snag, both with my office or any other federal agency, and obviously both the courts and the normal appeal process that you went through.
Well, Douglas, appreciate the call. Bob and Beulah, let's go to you next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bob, you're next.
You know, I appreciate your getting rid of the income tax statement, but the fact of the matter is that doesn't benefit everybody equally. It benefits the wealthy a lot more than the poorer people. I think we could change the law like Alaska and just write everybody a check. That would be wonderful. It would also be a lot more stimulating. People could spend money in the economy, do what they wanted to do with it, or they could save it or do whatever. But I certainly don't agree with that view that you have.
Well, certainly, in terms of stimulating the economy, there is no stimulation to the economy like eliminating income taxes. And quite honestly, writing everybody a check, while, you know, that's nice for people, and yes, you're right, they can spend it and use it for discretionary spending, and that has some stimulating impact. But before you do that, eliminating tax rates, lowering tax rates or eliminating taxes has been demonstrated over and over and over again throughout the history of this country and others, that is what truly stimulates the economy and economic growth and jobs creation, good jobs creation. So that's why I favor that position. But
I'm still waiting for the Bush tax cuts to do something positive. You know, we went into quite a spiral downhill after those were enacted.
Well, we're still pretty much a downhill spiral, but remember Ronald Reagan did the same thing. He actually lowered income tax rates, and we saw the greatest growth in the economic prosperity in
Ronald
this country's
Reagan
history during that time frame.
So.
Bob, we're up against the clock. Appreciate the call. I would suggest you maybe take a look at what revenues did.
Right.
Government after the tax cuts. They actually
the revenue has never been our problem in the country.
No kid. More coming up with Congressman Cramer, folks. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch. Watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have Congressman Kramer for one more segment today. So if you have questions or comments, get them in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mike in Botno waiting to weigh in here. You're next for Congressman Kramer. We were up in Botno yesterday. Had a great time, by the way.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'll try to keep this short as possible. I want a service company. And we used to haul and did some hauling for the company on the reservation.
Sure.
Anyway, they owe me a sizable amount of money. I've been trying to collect it. I've gone tribal councils. I've called, I guess, Heidi Heitkamp because she has a connection with, you know, with the tribe.
That's, yeah, true.
And I would like to know, anyway, I feel... The business was started to begin with by Dorgan Pomeroy and those characters. They started this thing. Why should I have to, and apparently didn't have enough operating capital. Now, why should I have to eat that? Why cannot money that goes into the reservation, some of it be earmarked to pay past due debts? And I am not the only one in this situation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Mike, what to tell you. I mean, you've done all the things you're supposed to do, of course. But remember that reservations are sovereign. Tribes are sovereign nations. They have their own judicial system, court system. Now, they don't have the same type of system as we have. They don't have the separation of powers that we have, but it is their system. They are self-governed, and anybody that does business on a reservation, of course, is doing business in that sovereign nation and is subject to the laws and the enforcement interpretation of the laws by the folks there. I certainly am happy to inquire on your behalf if you'd like me to, and see if there's something that can be done, if there's some confusion or some mix up somewhere along the line that we can help clarify. But unfortunately, I think you're exhausting the means that they have for
appeal. And I did, you have to have a lawyer who's licensed on the reservation.
Sure.
And I paid that lawyer a retainer, and her phone is unhooked. And I'm starting to get mad.
Yeah, I understand.
What number should he call, Congressman Kramer? Which office of yours?
Well, frankly, I think what he ought to do is call. Just go ahead and call my Washington office at 202-225-2611. Or you can call in North Dakota as well. Let me give you that number. That's 701. I'll have you call mine at. That's 839-0255.
839. What was the last four digits?
0255.
0255. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, but thank you, Mike.
Good luck. Keep us posted on that. By the way, we have posted on our Facebook page the interaction between yourself and the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife on that hearing that you were mentioning at the top of the show on the exemption in the Federal Migratory Bird Act for windmills. Did you make any headway? I mean,
well, no, but here's the big problem, and this has become very common with this administration. We've asked as a committee, about a year ago, we asked for information that helped clarify the disparity between enforcement actions on the Migratory Bird Act. And we received a whole bunch of redacted information. What that means is here's a memo, here's who it's from, here's who it's to, and then the rest is blacked out. they cover it. This is the most transparent administration in history, as you might recall. And so we had then subpoenaed them earlier this month and said, send us the unredacted documents. And now they're telling us that'll take 3 months to do. Now, it probably took 3 months to redact the original information. We're just asking for the information. In fact, I'm going to offer to send an intern from my office over there and show us the file cabinet. We'll just make photocopies and bring it back. It's not that big a deal. But they're always stalling and stammering, and they lack transparency in how they enforce the laws. This has been the very common theme of this administration, and it's become quite tiring. And then they call us the obstructionists. It's really quite outrageous. So that's all we're asking for. Let's get some transparency. Help us understand the best practices. You know, why is it that you do one thing or another? They were claiming that this is a great diversion from the important work of the Fish and Wildlife Service, because now they have agents that could otherwise be investigating international crime rings. I mean, it's laughable. You know, since these agents can no longer enforce the international crime rings and investigate the taking of elephants and rhinoceroses, neither of which I don't think are indigenous to the United States, they can't be doing that important work. Instead, they're trying to get information that's been subpoenaed by an oversight committee of the United States House of Representatives, and we're the bad guys for suggesting that they provide it to us. But as I point out to the director in my cross-examination, I said, but yet you have agents that scour western North Dakota looking for 7 dead ducks and oil pits, and then get our U.S. attorney to actually file charges and do this with a serious, you know, face. Now, the good news is a very common sense federal judge in Bismarck overruled it and dismissed the charges, as he should. But nonetheless, you know, lots of taxpayer dollars were spent both prosecuting and enforcing what is clearly a very vague law and open to political interpretation, and unfortunately often is subject to political interpretation.
I want to ask you about a couple of things on energy. A big, victory this week for you on the passage of a bill on coal.
Yeah.
Not only saving taxpayer dollars, but also protecting coal jobs. What passed? And is this similar to what Joe Manchin has over the Senate, so it might actually have a fighting chance again with the president?
Well, the bill that passed a couple of weeks ago was the Electricity Security and Affordability Act, which, you know, it requires 6 demonstration projects on coal-fired power plants, 3 of them being at Lignite, to demonstrate carbon capture technology before this new rule goes in place. It requires carbon capture technology. If we're going to do it, let's prove it. You know, that's the standard in the law. So let's do that. The one that passed yesterday was a stream buffer zone rule. Now, stream buffer zone is the area between a coal production and a waterway. And that's a rule that's been in place for decades. It was changed in 2008, updated after 4 years of review and lots of collaboration with industry and environmental groups. And it was finalized in 2008 by the Office of the Interior. It was a decent rule that it recognizes modern technology. Well, when Barack Obama became president, he got a couple of his friends in the environmental movement. I don't remember if it was the Sierra Club or some radical group like that, to sue him. And this is what they do all the time, Scott. They get their friends in the environmental extreme movement to sue their administration, and they cut a deal and say, oh, darn it, they sued us. We better settle out of court. And that's what they try to do. Well, so they've been for 4 or 5 years now changing. I guess we're going on 6 years now trying to change that rule. What we did in our legislation yesterday was we codified the 2008 rule. Now, does it have a chance in the Senate? It all depends on coal state senators, Democrat senators. If they can get Harry Reid, who's now blaming Republicans for Putin taking over Crimea. I mean, I'm sorry to chuckle when I talk about these guys, but, you know, we're at a point where somebody in the Senate needs to intervene with Harry Reid. But, you know, does it have a chance? I don't know anymore. I mean, it's so dysfunctional over there that
Let me ask you, why does Senator Heitkamp have different legislation than Senator Manchin on coal?
Okay, Senator Heitkamp's legislation, it's different, but it's helpful. I can tell you this. So Senator Manchin's legislation is the same as we passed in the House, and Senator Hoeven is a co-sponsor of that bill to have us, you know, a 1-year demonstration with 6 power plants on coal capture technology. Senator Heitkamp actually has a bill that would provide a funding source, if you will, for demonstration projects. For if we're going to have clean coal technology, then let's fund clean coal technology. Right now, the only coal technology or fossil fuel technology that's funded by the Department of Energy has to be in conjunction with some solar plan or some other renewable intermittent energy source. So they don't even really fund fossil fuel innovation. So hers would actually provide, as I understand it, some financial incentives for innovation in coal technology. So it would actually go pretty hand in glove, frankly, with our legislation.
So it's not a replacement. It's an add-on to the legislation.
It's an add-on. Sure, it could be. And if we can get it done, I suspect I could probably get a bill like that passed in the House if they could actually get stuff like that done in the Senate.
Well, Kenneth Passon said, we had a debate about that this week, and talking about with some listeners to say, you know, is this hey, look, I'm doing something, or is this actually have a chance of passing? And people said, well, how's that different than the House passing things on Obamacare that have no chance of passing over the Senate or getting to the president? I mean, I think people just want to see things get done.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And that's why our bill is bipartisan and bicameral. Joe Manchin being a Democrat senator, Ed Whitfield being a Republican House member. We were able to pass it with Democrat votes in the House, and you know, it's up to them. But the leadership's different over in the Senate. I mean, Harry Reid is like an extremely partisan individual who's, you know, has a lot more power than, say, the Speaker of the House has. So it is more difficult over there. I'm not even convinced passing it's the critical thing. I think the important thing is let's have a vote. That's, you know, we passed 171 bills in the House last year, 31 of them introduced by Democrat House members that Harry Reid's never even allowed a vote on in the Senate. So let's just start voting on some things.
Larry and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Hi,
say, Congressman Cramer, last year in November I contacted you, and then in December on the radio, and I talked to you about Social Security fraud and a case I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did get direct contact with you, but I did make contact with your office.
Okay.
And the end result was I was told, well, you know, the system is corrupt, and that was it. I mean, is that the way we address corruption and fraud? Just admit it and leave it go on.
Larry, I'm not familiar specifically with your case. I can certainly look into it again, but what I suspect could have happened. I mean, if we were informed of actual fraud, we would have certainly turned that into the Social Security Administration, whose job it is, of course, to to enforce the laws of fraud. And so whether we have a case like that or they have a case like that, we'd have to look into that. But we're not an enforcement agency, obviously. We pass the laws that would, be the standard for whether something's fraudulent or not. But,
I want to squeeze in one more call here because we're really short on time. Larry, sorry we don't have more time, but here's an off-air call for you before we let you go.
Sure.
Is there no way that Congress can put a restriction on the ridiculous amount of travel, overseas travel especially, being done by the presidential family, especially this last trip to China by Michelle Obama?
Wow, yeah, there is. It's called appropriations. I don't know what this trip's going to cost. Somebody was estimating yesterday probably close to $6 million. As you know, they spent something like $4 million going to Hawaii on vacation, and certainly they're entitled to vacation, and certainly we want them to travel in as safe a way as possible. Taking the kids to China, the first lady taking the kids to China for vacation is, beyond the pale in my mind. So I think that the point is we'll look at it through the appropriations process and see if we can put some restrictions. I think that's certainly appropriate, given the fact that we're cutting our military. We're cutting, the president wants
pay
cuts for...
To be continued, we have to let you go. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Always appreciate this time.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Senator, or rather Congressman Kevin Cramer, extends his apologies in having to leave a little bit earlier than usual today to accommodate some additional hearings and guests and meetings. And boy, the life of a congressman is obviously pretty darn busy. And apologize that we didn't get to all of the calls, including this one that had a question on natural gas that I'll play in just a minute. We do have some time till the top of the hour. Anything on your mind, either on our debate, the Supreme Court debate on Obamacare that we held earlier, a lot of calls and questions and comments on that, or the conversation today with Congressman Kevin Cramer and all the different issues we hit there, or on our big question of the day, whether or not you moms feel underappreciated. Some more folks weighing in on that on Facebook as well. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Today, the program brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and, of course, great economic security. Where's the headline about North Dakota again leading the nation in income growth? Oil and gas, obviously the story of Well, the country, the world, what's happening in North Dakota and playing a big part in great headlines like that. Leading the nation in personal income growth for the sixth time.
Wow.
That's pretty extraordinary. And speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, great website is NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about the opportunities available and how the industry is helping to meet all the challenges that come from oil and gas development. And also, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming up in May. They announced earlier this week that Sean Hannity will be the keynote speaker of Fox News Channel. That's going to take place 9:30 on the 22nd of May. And they have opened up a limited number of tickets just for the Sean Hannity event, for that hour-long presentation that he will make before the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And those tickets are available for a limited time while they last at WBPC.org. That's the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference website. You can also find it from NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, here's a question for Congressman Kramer that he's not going to be here to answer, but we'll put a tops on our list for next week on natural gas flaring.
My question is that Senator John Holden has presented a natural gas bill in the Senate. I don't remember the details, and I would like to ask Kevin Kramer what the House has about natural gas, or are they just planning to vote for Senator John Holden's bill?
Yeah, rarely does it work that way, obviously, but a version or a companion bill or something similar, good question. I know there's legislation specifically on flaring that Congressman Kramer is working on. We will add that to the list for next week. Here's another that came in.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer and all you people out there, I guess we can thank all the Democrats for communistic Obamacare laws so they can force the hospitals to perform abortions, then send the aborted babies to UK so they can heat their hospitals, all in the name of global warming and green energy. Thanks a lot, Democrats. Thanks a lot, green energy. Thanks a lot, big government. I hope you people,
I don't know what either. Do you know what, Todd?
I don't know what.
Right, yeah.
I think the only word he was missing in there is Radioland, all you people.
I don't know what.
I don't know what, but I don't know what. I thought I'd heard them all. I have not heard that one before.
Second time I've heard about that story of the UK. I don't know. Was it UK or was it somewhere in a broader region of the EU?
I think it was the UK, and I bet that happens more than we hear about. But
that's just one of those stories. That just
well,
about,
Scott, I tell you what, I don't know, but I don't know.
You know what? I don't know, but I don't know either. And I think we found a name for a show. You know, every once in a while, we'll change it up from "What's on Your Mind" to "I Don't Know, But I Don't Know."
Well, that, we can have I don't know, but I don't know day, and every time somebody calls and asks a question, that'll be our response. Well, you know, caller, I don't know, but I don't know.
Exactly right. A few more bucket list items are piling up for us, by the way, on the program. I have a new bucket list item that I've announced at the beginning of the program, inspired by our visit to Botno, and that is to visit every North Dakota town. Since we had so much fun, just saw this great place, and here I'd lived since 1984 in North Dakota, never been there, and said, you know what, that's wrong. We got so much to see right underneath our own noses. So I'm on that bucket list item, and I asked, what's on your bucket list? And Wendy says, I want to actually help the homeless. I always think about it and never do a thing. Seems so pathetic giving a person a sandwich or a hot drink when they have no home. There's other things like bring my family to China, but that one's so out of the question, I may be actually able to help people here if I can just figure it out. Ken says, I want to see all of my 16 grandchildren come to accept and know our Lord, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. Still 13 left. So Ken is laying it on the line for everybody there that that he's got 16 grandkids and 13 that he's still got to make the sale to. So thanks for sharing on that as well.
I don't know.
Moms. We're asking the question whether or not you feel underappreciated and whether us dads say thank you enough. A lot of folks like that question. but they aren't actually answering the question, do you feel underappreciated? So still time to do that. Also still time to weigh in on any and all issues, suggestions for the show, comments, 24-7, 555-200-1776. Press extension 1. But for now, for Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. We'll see you tomorrow when we'll do it all over again on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?